You are enough. You are enough. Today, I took, for the first time, a killer fun hip-hop class from my girl, Shy. She was a backup dancer for Justin Timberlake, Pitbull. She's amazing. And she is creating her own company now that's called Neon Cowgirls. Shout out to my homegirl. And it's for bachelorettes or bachelorette parties, you know, girl parties, whatever, here in the Nashville area. And she'll teach you how to dance. And I told her today she's up for a huge task because I, in my mind, I am Beyonce. But in reality, it is a white girl trying to be Beyonce. And today she had classes that she was having to all of us mom girls, all of her mom girlfriends getting together, and she taught us all how to dance to 50 Cent, which was so much fun. It was so much fun. And before the class, during the class, so like the start of the class, the gal that is doing this training with her, she had us all kind of take a few deep breaths, you know, like, hey, this is for fun. This is for you to have fun. Don't, you know, don't get nervous. Don't get all up in your head. Like, it has to be perfect. Like, you're here to learn like a really fun dance to 50 Cent. And before we start, though, it's so important we take a few deep breaths and then we go and look at ourselves in the mirror and tell ourselves some really powerful affirmations. And immediately I was like, love this, because this is what I coach and teach in our program, Living Fit From Within, and also what I do with one-on-one clients. And she had us go and look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we are beautiful. She's like, look in the mirror at yourself. Like, come up to the mirror, look at yourself, and tell yourself you are beautiful. Tell yourself you are enough. And I loved it. But I was like, I get really like interested in how other people are reacting, because I remember when I first started doing this about 10 years ago, how difficult, and I did it naked. I would do it naked because I had a really bad body complex. I just would always pick apart myself. And so I'm like, I need to get naked and just, I need to sit there and look at myself naked and be like, you are beautiful and you're enough. Like, stripped down to all of it, you are enough, just who you are. So I've been doing this for a really long time, so it's not uncomfortable for me. But I remember when I first started, it was very uncomfortable. And a lot of my clients, they freaking hate it. They're like, this is so hard. I'm like, it is. That's why I'm having you do it. So I looked down the line at these girls, and all of them, every single one, could not look in the mirror. They closed their eyes or they kind of looked down and said, like, you're beautiful, you're enough. Not one stared themselves back at the mirror, pointed at that girl looking back at them and said, you're enough. And it really broke my heart. And I was talking to my girl Shy after about it. I said, gosh, like, because I've done so much work on myself, like, it was easy for me. Not easy, but like, I'm like, oh, I got this. I do this all the time. I just did this morning. But watching these other girls, it was heartbreaking, because if you can't look at yourself, like, look yourself in the eye back at you and be like, you are enough. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are valued. If you can't do that for you, you cannot do that for others. Why? Because you cannot give what you do not have. And if you do not have a love for yourself, as much love is extended to you is as much love you can extend to other people. And so in this class, what she had us do is then look at each other, like our friends, and turn to the person next to you and say that you are beautiful and you are enough. And my girl Shy and I, we did this back and forth to each other. And I was kind of looked and saw like the enthusiasm of the classroom and how this was a lot easier for people. Like, oh yeah, you're beautiful, girl. Like, psh, yeah. But do you really believe it for them? Because see, just a second ago, you didn't really believe it for yourself. So something, and as I was driving home, I was like, I have got to get this word out. Like, you have to do these affirmations. It is so important. And here's why. The world is going to tell you what you should think, what you should feel, how you should look at yourself. If you don't take authority of your mind and how you view you, you will let the world tell you how you're supposed to view you. And so I am just, this is going to be short and sweet, but I encourage you every day. I have my clients do this every day. And I still do it to this very day, is I affirm who I am. And then I take massive action on becoming that person. Because your mind, the affirmations only work if you actually put that girl into practice. So if you sit there and tell yourself that you're an athlete, but yet you sit on the couch and you eat Pringles, like that's not, you're a liar. But if you get in the mirror and say, I am, like for me, I was like, I'm an athlete. I'm a bikini competitor. And then I took massive action on working out and eating healthy, all of that. My identity began to shift, and it no longer was like I was lying to myself. It was like, well, yeah, of course I'm an athlete because that's what I do every day. So I became what I declared. And so what began to happen with my confidence is, and people were like, I remember friends being like, whoa, Natalie got her like swag back. And it was because I began to walk that woman out that I was declaring in the mirror. So once you start doing the affirmations, you then have to take massive action every day that walk that girl out. And it's beautiful because when you first start, it is going to be like those girls where they're looking down at their feet and they can't even look themselves in the mirror and say that you are beautiful, you are enough. But when you get to a point where you can point at that girl looking back at you and be like, you are beautiful and you are enough. You have everything you need to be successful. It changes the game. It changes everything. And then every love and grace and the way that you cherish yourself is then extended to that capacity to those around you. But it starts with you.